Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's great that you have set aside this time to be with us as we begin a brand new week of broadcasts and podcasts. We continue now to discover who God is. Thank you for coming along with me and all these other listeners on the journey. There is so much to discover about God in the Bible, and we will never exhaust our learning. We will be learning all throughout eternity, in my opinion. How unsearchable is the greatness of our God. Today we come to verse 9 of Genesis chapter 3. And in verses 9 through 13 of this awesome chapter, early in the Word of God, we are confronted with a kind of Q&A session between holy God and sinful Adam and Eve. God asks a series of questions, first of the man, then of the woman, and they answer God. You will easily see this if you take some time today, get a hold of your Bible, and look down upon Genesis 3, verses 9 through 13. You might be able to do that now, with me as I read the text, or you might have to do this later. Either way, I really want to encourage you to see this for yourself. Seeing is believing. Okay, join me now in Genesis 3. I'll pick up the reading at verse 9. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" Adam said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." I just read Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. I want you to see that in these five verses, God asks four questions. He asks Adam, "Where are you?" That's question number one, "Where are you?" Then he asks Adam question number two, "Who told you that you were naked?" And question number three is also for Adam. "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" Finally, the fourth question is one God asks Eve. "What is this you have done?" God asks the questions. God demands the answers. We have here a question-asking God. We are fond of asking God questions. But here we see that he has his own questions for us. We can be quite demanding of him, raising inquiries often the spirit of which is, "God has to answer this before I will believe in him," or "before I can really trust him," or "so that he gives me an adequate defense for himself." And haven't you heard Christians say, "When I get to heaven, I am going to ask God," fill in the blank. Oh, really? Biblically, when you get to heaven, God is the one who will first be asking the questions. He will ask us, and we will answer him. Like here in the garden in Eden with Adam and Eve, God will also hold us to account by questioning the motives of our hearts for the way in which we live our lives. And so let's ask some questions of these questions as we begin. And of course, we will go verse by verse here and dive down into some detail, but I thought it would be helpful to begin by dealing with the overall nature of all of the questions taken together. And along these lines, note that first, when God asks a question, it is not because he does not know the answer. I'll say that again. When God asks a question, it is not because he does not know the answer. God knows everything. God is omniscient. God is all-knowing. So, for example, when God asks Adam, "Where are you?" the Lord asks that not because Adam is hiding and God cannot find him. God has not lost his way. God is not somehow wishing he had a GPS tracking device such that he could pinpoint the location of the first man. As we recently learned, where can Adam go to adequately hide from the living God? Answer, nowhere. God knows exactly where Adam and Eve are. God asks his question not because he does not know the answer. God asks the question for a different reason, which we will come to. Second, and importantly, God asks these questions in Genesis 3 because God is being gracious to the man and to the woman. The motivation in God's questions is grace. That's right, God is motivated by grace. At this point in the true story, it is to be expected that God will immediately bring down his quick judgment on Adam and Eve, right? God has clearly stated what the punishment is for eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve ate, Adam ate, and here comes holy God in judgment, right? Oh yes, that is right, and we shall see that beginning in verse 14. But first, God asks some questions. God's grace precedes God's judgment. I'll also repeat this so it sinks into your mind and heart. God's grace precedes God's judgment. What God is doing here is to draw out Adam and Eve, to bring them both to repentance for their sin. God desires that they come out of hiding to him, and that by doing so, they willingly confess what they have done as sin, as wrong, and by quickly coming towards God, they cast themselves on his grace, mercy, and compassion. God is not looking for information, as we said. God knows where they are and why they are hiding, because God knows full well what they have done. But he does not come storming into his garden, yank back the trees in which they hide, grab Adam and Eve by the back of their necks to haul them before him in judgment. No, God does not do that. Instead, he wants to show the man and the woman that they are sinners in need of his amazing grace. He wants to woo them to himself. Let's look at this from a similar angle in Genesis chapter 4 and how the living God deals with a man named Cain. Cain is one of the sons of Adam and Eve. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And he was one of the sons, because Eve also gave birth to Abel. Cain and Abel are brothers." Interestingly, like their father Adam and their mother Eve, Cain and Abel are both sinners, and that meant that God required from them an offering. God accepted Abel's sacrifice, but rejected Cain's, and this made Cain a very angry man, and he wanted to take out that anger against his brother Abel. We can say Cain wasn't Abel, and that bothered Cain a lot. But listen to how the Lord responds to Cain's anger in Genesis 4, verse 6. Actually, I'll back up slightly and read the end of verse 5. This is Genesis 4, verses 5 and 6. "Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen?'" We see here again the grace of God. The omniscient, all-knowing God knows why Cain is angry. He absolutely knows why the countenance of Cain has fallen. But the Lord God is drawing Cain in repentance for that unjustified anger that he feels. However, Cain does not respond well to the grace of God. In verse 8, Cain kills his brother when they are out in the fields together. The world's first murder. Sin. Still, listen to Genesis 4, verse 9. "Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel, your brother?'" Wow, doesn't that remind you of the question God asks Adam? In Genesis 3, 9, "Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And exactly one chapter later, in Genesis 4:9, where is Abel, your brother? When Adam sinned, gracious God drew out Adam with a question, where? When Cain sinned, gracious God drew out Cain with the same question, where? And when we drop down to verse 10 of Genesis chapter 4, God asked Cain another question. I'm reading Genesis 4, verse 10. God said to Cain, what have you done? And doesn't that remind you of the question that God asks Eve in Genesis 3:13? Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And in Genesis 4:10 to Cain, what have you done? Friends, it's the same question. Again, God approaches the sinner by his grace, first with questions and then in judgment. And why does God ask these questions? He does so with the intention of bringing Adam and Eve and Cain to confession of their sin and to repentance before God for what they have done. God comes in grace so that sinful man and woman will acknowledge what they have done. And so how did Adam and Eve and Cain respond to God's gracious questions? Well, here is a sneak preview. Answer? Not well. Instead of confessing their sin, acknowledging their sin, and repenting of their sin, all three cover up, blame others, and seek to withdraw further from God. Like father, like mother, like son. But this is getting slightly ahead of ourselves. The main point I am putting before us is this. God asked these questions in Genesis 3 because God is being gracious to the man and to the woman. God's grace precedes God's judgment. Judgment will come, but grace precedes the judgment. More on this tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.